I believe the decision for this has to do with more allocation. We have known for a long time that they were going to be supply constrained on the units for at least the first 6 months. And the original thought, at least as we had understood it, is they were going to try to allocate a certain amount in Japan, the U.S., and Europe. But I'm beginning to believe that what they're getting is indication from the resellers, especially in Japan and in the U.S., that from a pure allocation standpoint, they really needed to focus on these two countries in order to meet especially the reseller needs.
This is Rio Pacino for PodTech.net. Just a week ago, Sony Computer Entertainment America CEO Kaz Hirai announced that everything was on schedule with the PlayStation 3 launch. Today, that statement has changed. Sony announced that it would revise the launch date of its PlayStation 3 in Europe from November 17th of this year to March of 2007. Launch dates for Japan and North America will stay the same, which are November 11th and November 17th of this year. I spoke with Tim Beharin, Principal Analyst for Creative Strategies, and he says the announcement will affect PS3's credibility among European gamers.
The decision for this has to do with more allocation. We have known for a long time that they were going to be supply constrained on the units for at least the first 6 months. And the original thought, at least as we had understood it, is they were going to try to allocate a certain amount in Japan, the U.S., and Europe. But I'm beginning to believe that what they're getting is indication from the resellers, especially in Japan and in the U.S., that from a pure allocation standpoint, they really needed to focus on these two countries in order to meet especially the reseller needs. Because if you lose the resellers here in the U.S., especially due to lack of availability, you cause yourself a real problem. Now, that may be similar into Europe, and therefore it's a calculated decision. But in the end, I think they believe that the U.S. is a critical market for the success, given how many retailers already have the Xbox 360 and will be carrying the Nintendo Wii when they all especially Nintendo when it comes out.
Now, did the impending battle between Blu-ray and HD DVD in the U.S. Do you think contributed to Sony's decision to focus or to make the delay in Europe as opposed to Japan and the U.S.?
Well, I think that was probably a contributing factor. I mean, believe me, the HD DVD Blu-ray issue is just as strong in Europe. But again, I think this one probably, while that was a part of the decision, I think it had a lot more to do with fulfilling the pipes and the channels for the resellers in the U.S. who are critical for Sony's success of this, given the competition and the amount of retailers we have in the U.S. that are going to be carrying competitors' products.
Does it come as a surprise to you?
A little bit. I've met with Sony's group recently and talked a little bit about this, and they're pretty confident as far as the amount of numbers. But, you know, businesses have to often take these kind of calculated decisions. And while it is a surprise, if the issue was allocation and, more importantly, dealing with especially the thousands of retail channels in the U.S. or retailers in the U.S. who are critical for Sony's success, given the competitive landscape, I think you can at least understand the rationale behind it.
Do you think Sony will still hit its projected number of about 4 million units sold by 2007?
Oh yeah. I actually am fairly confident because there's enough pent-up demand. The gaming community is a fairly strong community, and even though it is a bit pricey, I actually think they'll be able to stay within those numbers or meet those numbers initially. The bigger question is over a long term, how much more the PS3 can make in the way of inroads, given the fact that the competitive landscape, we believe, is really changing.
You know, there may be a chance of shortages with the announcement. Do you think that's a possibility?
Well, it is in the sense of the first wave of them. Part of the problem, of course, when any of these companies bring out products, you know, they can only make so much at any given time. And you always are going to be dealing with pent-up demand. And that's especially in Japan and the U.S., where, you know, the first 100,000 or the first million, you'll be snapped up, you know, almost immediately. So they could have some of those product shortages, which is, again, one of the reasons I think the decision to change the launch in Europe was part of that overall reasoning.
Now let's go ahead and talk about Nintendo and Microsoft. What does today's announcement mean for them?
It'll obviously bolster, I think, their positions, especially if they can expand their presence in Europe. But at this stage of the game, I'm unclear on the actual Nintendo distribution strategy in Europe, whether in the same way they're going to have the amount of units available over there to meet potential demand in the short term. Now, from a pure competitor standpoint, the Xbox 360, to me, is the more important competitor to the Sony PlayStation. The Wii itself is, besides being lower priced, we actually think they're going after a more targeted audience of what we would call casual gamers, whereas both the Xbox 360 and the Sony PlayStation clearly are aimed at what we would call more of the upscale hardcore gamer. And in that case, you know, especially over the holiday season, you know, parents want to have stuff under their trees. So in that particular case in Europe, the only choice they're going to have probably is going to be the Xbox 360 this year.
Xbox UK boss Neil Thompson was quoted as saying that he wasn't surprised by the news, considering the fact that they're trying to implement an unproven technology in Blu-ray into the system. How much did that play a role, in your opinion, in this delay here?
Yeah, that's a hard one to tell. I mean, Blu-ray itself is, you know, is a very expensive architecture so far. And the technology, while it's unproven, it's actually pretty stable. The issue of manufacturing it, you know, in these kind of quantities could be an issue. But, you know, in talking to the guys in Japan on this, it actually seems like they've got that pretty much in hand. I think the issue has more to do, like I said, the decision has more to do with allocation and the ability to get the numbers out initially to the broader market and strategically determine which of those markets were important in the short term.
How does the PS3 delay affect the industry as a whole in regards to video game sales? I know Wedbush Morgan Securities came out with a report yesterday predicting that game sales will jump dramatically in 2007. Where do you see the industry headed?
Well, interestingly, we've actually done quite a bit of research on the gaming community, and specifically Gen Y and the younger Gen X. As you know, the interesting number, the average age of online gamers is 28. And the one thing that has become pretty clear of the gaming community and those who play games a lot is that they no longer look at this as just a function, something to do. It's actually a part of their overall weekly entertainment time spent. And games, for example, are actually, in some cases, taking up an incredible amount of time compared to their television watching. So this younger generation who's grown up with gaming is no longer thought of in those communities as just a function or something to do. It's actually now a part of their digital lifestyle, and it's a part of the lifestyle in the sense that it is a key component of their actual weekly entertainment time budgets. So in that sense, we do believe that the market for these dedicated game systems and gaming on PCs is only going to go up. The bigger question for us as an industry is, how do you capture not only more gamers to get into the upper end, what we call hardcore gamers, but how can you extract that same kind of exuberance and exciting mentality for a broader audience around something that you might call casual gaming? And I think that the big nut for the gaming industry to crack going forward is, while they need to continue doing really good product for the upper end or the hardcore gamers, they really need to be able to tap into the casual gamer market, which, you know, could come across pretty much any age going forward. And if that's, if they're able to do so, we do believe that the game market will not only be strong next year, but for many years to come.
It could be an interesting next couple of months into next year.
Absolutely. Yeah, like I said, if you're watching the game market, this is one of the more fascinating segments of the technology industry and one that that could potentially show significant growth. But again, the growth may not be in just hardcore gamers. The real growth may be in trying to attract more to the gaming platform.
Despite the news, Sony's global shipment forecast of 6 million units for the fiscal year of 2007 remains unaffected. This is Rio Pacino for PodTech.net. For more gaming news, go to www.podtech.net.